Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar, this prophetic mountain. Make waiting on God, having a quiet time with Him, a regular habit. I mean, a way of life. Engage in whatever prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. Sometimes these prophetic actions may look childish, if not outrightly foolish. But when you do them with a childlike faith, heaven opens, God's power is released, and divine interventions are secured. These things are beyond human comprehension. They are simply supernatural. Welcome also to Saturday, the fourth day in the first month of the year. Take or hold your 2025 expectation list, your New Year's plan, your hope, your program, and your vision. Let me release the fourth day prayer on it. Be responding with amen, I receive it. May those good intentions of your heart, listed or unlisted, become realities. I call on the power of God of heaven to turn your expectations, your righteous expectations. They shall not be cut off according to God's word. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. I prophesy on your 2025 aspiration to become your manifestation. There shall be no late arrival this year. There shall be no delay. Everyone that had a delay, a disappointment, a challenge last year or previous years, God shall compensate you with early visitation this year. In fact, it will be this first month or before the end of the first quarter this year. Say amen, I receive it. Say it again. Amen, I receive it. There is someone out there, you have started experiencing some challenges again, some delays, some pain, some disappointment early in the year. Oh no, I command it to stop. I say stop. Nahum chapter 1 verse 9 says, affliction shall not rise the second time. Someone is under a serious pain. Someone is so weak and sickly as you listen to me this morning. The devil is a liar. Touch that part of your body and let me pray. I pronounce, be healed. Healed now. I say be healed now in Jesus' name. You are healed. Who is this also? There are some people plotting your downfall, plotting against you, lying and reporting you, opposing you, even writing petition. I command God that turned the counsel of Ahithophel to nothing in the Bible. We also destroy their evil plan against you and your interest in Jesus' name. Now, listeners, if you can, let's do this. It's a prophetic action. Walk up to the nearby door, the nearest door where you are there, maybe in your room or where you are. Open it ajar. In other words, open it and hold it as I pray. If you cannot do so immediately now, receive the prayers all the same. And when you are able to do the prophetic action, do it. And play by this message then. Hold the door open and hold it there as if you want to open it and pass through it. I prophesy in 2025, great doors of opportunities, of possibilities, of strange connections, of divine remembrances and interventions shall open for you and your children, shall open for you and your business in Jesus' name. Doors for money. Good money, huge income shall open for you with ease throughout the year and beyond. Good doors closed against you in previous years shall now be supernaturally opened. Your days of sufferings, of losses, of regrets and tears, of disappointment and frustrations, those days are over forever. Now, open your hand to receive this. This is your year of outpouring blessings, nothing wanting, nothing missing, and nothing lacking in Jesus' name. Say amen. Now, take your oil, that January oil we gave you, which is labeled January oil for new things in the new year. I want to pray over that oil. And if you have not received your own, come to church this Sunday, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, and all other church centers. You will be giving your own January oil oil for new things in the new year. And those listening to me in the diaspora all over, hold that same oil you have there. It will do the same thing. I prophesy this oil will answer to its name. Oil for new things in the new year. In Jesus' name, say, I receive it. Please anoint yourself. January 4th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. I prophesy you are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You shall live long and live well. In Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right? Listeners, we have just today and tomorrow more for the initial New Year's teachings. As I announced, from Monday, we shall go back to our insightful practical teachings and counseling using people's question and situation sending. Send your own. Yesterday, I touched on some issues here. I touched on some issues of our responsibilities to make this year answer to his name according to all that we have prophesied into it. Now, let me mention. I mentioned yesterday, keep your eyes on the ball like a footballer on the field. Never allow distraction. Then we spoke about information gathering. Take informed decision this year. Then time management. I spoke about time management. Let's make progress from there today. What are the other key factors to make a huge success in this glorious year? One, wise association. Friendship. Those you allow to come into your space. Association determines destination. You don't need everyone, every Tom, Dick, and Harry in your space. Only those that will add value to you and help interpret your dreams. Proverbs 13 verse 20 says, he that walks with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall perish. Perish. That's a strong word there. No association or relationship will leave anyone the same, whether in business, career, ministry, in the industry, in the church, in the community, and even in your family. You cannot be close to everyone the same or open your life to everyone. Good enough, friendship is not by force. It's only by choice. Drop every unhelpful association, friendship, and relationship you've been keeping. Drop them this year. They are excess baggage. They delay arrival at destiny. You don't need them. Next, extra effort. Make extra effort to reach your ultimate, your maximum this year. It is the extra input that turns ordinary into extraordinary. Put in extra hour at your work or study. Work harder, sleep late, and wake up early on some days till you achieve the ultimate for the day. One of my mentors many years ago said to me, Femi, you will not be able to write or publish a book if you won't wake up at night to work on it. I found it to be true. If you sleep 8 hours a day, as recommended by doctors, and you live up to 75 years of life, you will have slept for about 25 years of life. Think of it, 25 years with your eyes closed, lying on the bed. God forbid. Make extra input if you desire huge, sustainable breakthrough this year. Next, hearing from God. Yes, God's dimension makes all the difference. All human efforts without God's dimension will end up in nullity. As human beings, we are limited. We are time controlled and space controlled. But God is not. God is timeless. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Yet, the human strength alone is not enough to see us through. One instruction from God supersedes or is superior to 100 suggestions from men. Learn to study God's word. Find a quiet place from time to time. Have a retreat to seek for God's direction, especially on crucial issues of life. A.W. Tozer of blessed memory said, God speaks to the man or the woman that cares, that wait on him. Please build up yourself spiritually this year. Learn to hear God in your spirit, authenticated by the word of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, this book of the law must not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. The place of meditation is the chamber of revelation. Don't leave God behind in your quest to succeed this year. We'll take it off from here tomorrow. I hope you are getting some things out of this. Please open your hand for prayers. May God bring good relationship your way this year. May his voice be so clear and be clearer to you. And may you enjoy divine presence in all you do. In Jesus' name, say a believing amen. Right? Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily from your children, family members, friends, and neighbors. Let what is blessing you bless everyone you love. Please subscribe to our YouTube if you have not already done so. There are many TPGF members and listeners of Turning Point that have not subscribed to our YouTube. Please join us to give our YouTube platform strength. Go there and open your YouTube and type at the Real Femi Emmanuel. YouTube at the Real Femi Emmanuel. The word real is R-E-A-L. Real Femi Emmanuel. Type it together. Tap on your subscribe button and turn on your notification. True TPGF members, please do what I have just instructed now. Now, new year, in this new year, please turn a new leaf, join a good church to serve God, to grow spiritually, to hear more. Tomorrow is the first Sunday in the year, together with members of your family or as an individual. I invite you to join the church arm of this commission. Living Spring Chapel International is in Allel Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Adeloju Bus Stop, Ibadan. Kado Life Camp, Abuja, is in Abeokuta, Kolobo, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, Port Harcourt, even United Kingdom in Thamesmead area. For venue and service time, chat or send an SMS to Dupe on +234 806-478-8392. Please do so now. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 1111 we are doing this month, please do so. God will bless you for it. Our welfare seed that will feed the hungry is still ongoing. Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare, Zenith Bank, 101-723-8378. Our PayPal account and our HSBC account in UK, they are still very active for UK members and donors. Do so, and the Lord will bless you. Take the communion, and let me bless it for you. May the Lord bless this communion, the blood and the flesh. As you eat and drink, may every wrong things in your life be flushed away. May you operate in dominion the rest of your life. Pray more on the communion element, and when you are done, eat and drink, giving glory to God. Your miracle starts now. I'm Femi Emmanuel. God sent me to be a blessing to you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. Have a wonderful day. Bye.